This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm really excited to have him back on here because the market space that he's in is going to explode if it hasn't already. And we're talking about lithium. We're also talking about Intertopia Corp. That is our company that we're highlighting today. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ENRT. And with us today is the president of that company, Robert McAllister. Robert, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Everett. It's good to be on the show again.
Got a ton of new listeners. Give some of my new listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. For new listeners, we're focused on lithium extraction technology to make battery-grade lithium. We have a technology partner, Genesis Water Technologies out of Florida, and we've recently acquired a project in Clayton Valley that returned very high lithium values at surface, so we're extremely excited to actually be using material from this project for our next phase of bench testing, which will begin shortly.
You know, last time you were on the show was the beginning of April, and at that time you was waiting for some results to come back, I think, purity rates. But besides that, can you give us some project highlights, location, and maybe some of the results from that purity rate?
Okay, first we'll start with the purity numbers from the first phase bench testing. You know, we were looking initially for 85 to 90% recovery of lithium in solution. The numbers came back in upper 70s. So I think 76.9% was our highest lithium recovery number of actually lithium in solution. And then the second number, which was the purity testing, our highest number was 96.9%. Our goal is to have 99.5% so we can be achieve battery grade for lithium concentrate on lithium carbonate. That way it'd be the high demand, high value concentrate, which today is currently going for about $13,000 US per ton.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it stayed up remarkably well. And we can get into that later. The next thing we did is we did a serious review of our brine project in Nevada. We decided that it did not meet our threshold, so we dropped that project. And then we continued exploration in the western U.S. and also in Argentina, where there's been a lot of people have gone to Argentina to build projects. So after our exhaustive review over the spring, early summer, we actually came back around and we were able to locate and solidify a location that we staked ourselves in Nevada. So we have no royalty payments, no share payments. We own it 100%. We just have to make yearly payments to the county and the BLM. So we're extremely excited about that. The sampling numbers that were returned were up to over 4,000 parts per million lithium. It's at surface. More importantly for us, we've had any potential exploration risk reduced by third parties who have drilled beside us to the west, directly to the west, and to the north and east of our project. So we're extremely confident in having the same horizon that these other companies have drilled. So it's a great starting place for us and for our next phase of bench testing, which will begin shortly.
So what are some of the project highlights over there, the Clayton Valley Lithium Project?
Well, the highlights are at surface high values, you know, running consistently around 1,000 ppm to over 4,000 ppm. So that's the equivalent of 2 to 8 pounds of lithium per ton. And we focused on converting to lithium carbonate because when you do that, you actually end up with a multiplier of over 5 times. So when you go through the process, whatever lithium we recover and convert to lithium carbonate, you end up with over 5 times that amount. So you don't have to move as many tons of rock as you normally would, and you're actually increasing your usable amount of material by 5 times.
I was going to ask you, you know, you mentioned one of your partner, Genesis Water Technologies. What do they bring to the game?
That's a good question. They have, over 15 years of experience in water purification. They're known for taking impurities out of water. So whether you want to drink that water or use it as potable water for agricultural, whether it be animal or plants, that they have a good history and track record of doing that in the United States and around the world. So they were recommended to us by one of our technology partners, and we went back and forth with Genesis, and we came to terms to work on this phase of using their technology and expertise in recovering lithium and converting into lithium carbonate. So that's where we're at today.
In a 9-inning ball game, what inning are we in your company, would you say?
Ooh, 9 innings. I would say we're probably inning number 3. We're just getting going. When you have to look at what it takes for the technology and then what it takes for permitting and building a pilot plant. So I would say that's probably where we are.
My guest today is Robert McAllister. He is the CEO and president of the company. That's Intertopia Corp. They trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange, ticker symbol TOP. They also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ENRT. Growing demand. How big is the demand for lithium, and where are you guys at in this process?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, we read about it, and I track it daily. So there's, you know, over 40 electric vehicles that are either being built or going to be built in the next 2 years through other, you know, whether it's Ford, GM, you know, all the major producers in the world are moving that
Absolutely.
Way. And, you know, and there's other, you know, even rumor is Apple's looking at it. Tesla, which a lot of people follow, they're supposed to be coming out any day now with a big launch of electric semi. So that'll be big news. Everybody wants to see what the range will be for that vehicle. You know, 2/3 of transportation consumption demand on the oil side is from semi-vehicles around the world. So that could have a major impact on the pricing of oil and energy going forward in a positive way for us who, you know, still use, for the most part, internal combustion engines. On the demand side, Great Britain, France, Germany, Norway, a lot of them they've already come out and stated goals that internal combustion vehicles will no longer be allowed after certain dates. Some have said as early as 2025. Others are saying 2030 to 2040. So the demand growth is the steepest demand growth I've seen for any metal in my 20 years in the oil and gas and mining side. And we're starting from a low point. So 5 years ago, the demand was not even 100,000 tons of lithium per year. We're seeing now with the increase in electric vehicles that demand will, within probably a decade, we could be over 1 million tons a year. That's a significant demand increase percentage-wise for anything. And we're just seeing now the convergence of autonomous vehicles. There's even talk now where some restaurants are looking at buying vehicles and not charging customers anything to go to their restaurants. So they would pick you up at your home, take you to the restaurant, and take you back home again for free. So that way they're driving traffic to their restaurant. Now you don't have to worry about drinking or driving and all those kinds of issues. So we're seeing a major shift, a structural shift in the demand usage and the change of usage for vehicles. And that's the direct impact is from technology. And I would think people, if they were to take a look at what's going on in the oil and gas side, with fracking technology, you're going to see similar things, I believe, in the lithium space, where these new technologies that we're working on and other companies are working on will change the cost structure of lithium in the space and be able to produce a lot more in a lot friendlier environment in the years going forward.
You know, recently you guys did a press release saying that you raised $290,000 with small cap companies like that. Dilution's always a problem. Where do we go from here? Do we have enough money for the next sampling? If you could maybe respond on that, just give me a short answer on that.
Sure. Yes, we did raise that money back in the spring. We've allocated that money for the first phase of this next much larger bench test that will probably use over 1,500 man hours that we're going through. We're really going through it with a magnifying glass, and one step at a time. We'll be doing complete analysis on every step along the way, so we know where we're right on, and if we're off a little bit in one area, then we'll tweak that and be right on, because what we want to do is make sure we have a home run for ourselves and our shareholders going forward. As you mentioned, small caps or large caps, if you're not making money, you do have to go out to the market and raise funds.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've always been successful in doing that and mindful of our shareholders. I'm one of the largest shareholders in the company, so I always try to get the highest price I can in a financing, and a lot of times I participate in those financings. So I'm excited about our opportunities going forward, and when we have to raise money, we'll raise money. So that's what we do.
If I'm a new listener and I'm listening to this broadcast and I'm looking at your stock at around 4 cents, why should I buy the stock?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not allowed to tell you to buy it because we're not allowed to say that. So all I can do is point out where we are, what we're doing, the sector that we're in, and where that sector's going, and then people have to make up their own decision. I believe our technology partner, the property that we've picked up, all those are value-add points and give us a good opportunity to move the company forward. Our goal, as I've stated over the last year, is to bring in technology that allow us to achieve our goal of achieving battery-grade lithium production at a low operating cost.
Do you think within the next 3 to 4 quarters, you think revenues will hit the balance sheet?
I think that's a little early because just the time it takes for permitting to build the pilot plant and get that permitted, that's the longest phase of development. Perfecting the technology, we believe, is probably a shorter time frame, but actual having revenue from lithium carbonate is going to be longer than that. That doesn't preclude that we could potentially do a deal with people out in the space. I've had several emails since we put our news out on our project in Nevada for people looking for lithium carbonate, either industrial or lithium carbonate battery grade. There is a real shortage of lithium in the world today, and that's going to continue.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I have a lot of mining companies on the telecast here, Robert, and a lot of them, after they find, whether it be nickel, zinc, copper, gold, silver, they usually, farm that out or they sell the property to it. Are you guys going to recover it yourself? Are you going to do everything in-house? Are you going to farm some of that out?
Those are good questions. We are moving forward with the technology first. We have the property now. So first, our first goal is to have battery-grade lithium carbonate, and that's our first goal. We will also plan, as we go along, the next step if we were to proceed by ourselves and move forward. So we have a path forward for taking it all the way through to production, what that would look like in the time frame. And should somebody come along with a big check that would make sense for all shareholders, then we would seriously consider that. So like I said earlier, there's a lot of deals that I'm seeing in the mining side where companies are willing to sell off potential production down the road for, it could be in a royalty form, it could be in a direct investment form. Those are becoming more popular, and that also reduces potential shareholder dilution going forward. So those are all things that we look at on a daily basis.
Well, you won't say it. I will, and I'm not getting paid for it. I think your market cap is grossly undervalued at $4.3 million, and so is your stock price. In closing, is there anything, Robert, that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
I think people need to be in the sector. So whether they're invested in producing lithium companies or companies like ours going forward, it's one of the fastest growing sectors, and it's becoming a bigger segment of our society where we're engaged, whether we're on cell phones, laptops, electric vehicles, off-grid storage. It's becoming a more important piece of the world economy every day. And so people need to invest in things that are growing at a above market rate. So I think the lithium sector is a good place.
I couldn't have said it better. I want to thank you for coming on the show. We've had Intertopia Corp is our stock that we're highlighting today. They trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange, ticker symbol TOP. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ENRT. Take a look at them. I think they're undervalued where they're at right now. I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you, Everett, and I look forward to being on the show in the future.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.